listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show. This is one of your hosts, Tim Spencer. Today is Saturday, September 29, year of our Lord, 2018. Hope everybody's having a good day. Absolutely beautiful day here, about 60 degrees right now, looking at a high of 74, light wind out of the northeast. Just absolutely beautiful. Rick's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. I got a couple of points I'd like to make right off the bat. One is, heads up, folks, gas and diesel prices are going up. We are probably, I don't know what the national average will be, but my calculations for us here locally are saying $4.25, $4.40, that range per gallon by the end of the year. Folks, it's just one of them things. Market manipulated, doesn't have anything to do with the real supply and demand. You know, we are a net exporter of oil in this country. We've got as much as we need. Refinery capacity is iffy, but it's nothing that we can't get through. Just a heads up for planning purposes. I guess anybody with a pulse is probably been watching this Kavanaugh hearing fiasco going on in the Senate, legal committee, that's not the word for it.
The Judiciary Committee.
Judiciary Committee, yeah. Guys, it's disgusting to me. It's disgusting. Most countries are just absolutely laughing at us.
Yep, I'm afraid you're right about that.
Yeah, well, I can read it, you know, in foreign press, you know.
Oh, well, it's embarrassing.
Everybody's asking, you know, what happened to the United States?
Oh, well,
and how
we
can
know
the United States dictate what is justice to the rest of the world when this crap's going on? You know,
it is
just such a fiasco is the only word I have for it. The Republicans are ramrodding through Kavanaugh, and not that I don't think Kavanaugh is a good guy. I really do. I think he's exactly what we need on the court. But there is no or very little give, or hasn't been until the past couple of days on the Republican side. On the Democrat side, it's either they get their way or they kick over the table.
Well, it's always been like that. They play hard. They play to win.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. But now it's just so pronounced. And then, folks, what was in the envelope yesterday that Jackson Lee handed to Ford's attorney? That was interesting. I watched that video two or three times, and it's like some mafia deal where she pulls out the envelope from underneath whatever that garb is she's wearing and mm-hmm. slips it to the lawyer, and the lawyer shoves it in his pocket instantly. You know, it kind of makes you wonder what was really in there. Now, what Jackson Lee's office said is it was notes from the people that weren't allowed to get in there.
No way. It's pictures of somebody in a compromising situation.
Right. It's something like that. Or it's hard, cold cash.
Jeez, it better be a lot of it. Can you get that much in an envelope?
It's
a multi-million dollar deal. No, I would have, it would have taken
a suitcase
to buy me.
Well, when I say hard, cold cash, it could have been, you know, cashier's check, several of them.
Must have been a beauty. Okay.
Yeah, well, what I've personally, I don't know this, folks, I'm not making any accusations, but my best guess on it is it was money for that Ford woman for playing the game. That's my best guess. But I don't know that for a fact. But, you know, Lori and Rick, I'm going to let you guys talk on this for a minute because I'm so disgusted with it, it almost makes me nauseous just to think about it.
Well, what you want to do is get four or five Pepto-Bismols with a couple shots of whiskey, and within 10 or 15 minutes, you'll feel better about it.
Well, maybe I
will. Lori, so what is Miss Lori thinking about it?
What am I thinking about? The hearings?
Yeah.
About
the hearings,
about,
the whole thing.
About the
communists
about the
coming out with it. We're going to kill Border Patrol dogs over it and, you know, stuff like that.
Hey, if they're going to kill the agents, that's one thing. If they're killing the dogs, I'm calling the police.
Well, you know, Rick, the, what was it, People's Workers Party group that has the blog, they're actually kind of powerful. What they've suggested is sending people to the border to help with the migrants during the day and going out and sabotaging the Border Patrol at night, which includes targeted assassinations, killing the dogs, draining the Border Patrol's resources. Their plan is really Mickey Mouse, you know,
is,
and then they put it out there with what they're going to do. You know, if I was on the Border Patrol...
If you drive out into New Mexico and park anywhere near Area 54, and you get out of your car and start walking, black SUVs will come flying out of everywhere because they've got sensors in the ground that
right.
will count your footsteps. They know the length of your step. They know your weight. They know whether you're a man or a woman.
Right.
Drones will show up. Very, very strange-looking humans dressed in non-traditional, merc-looking stuff. Don't tell me that we can't secure the border. We should be able to hear a coyote walking. If they can do it for Area 54, they can do it. Or is it 51? 51.
Yeah.
Yeah, Studio 54.
Everybody knew what you're talking about.
Yeah, if they can do it there, they can do it at the border. We don't need to put up with this. And this is just another, what should I say, a I call it kabuki dance. It's a choreographed puppet show, making it look like the left is fighting with the right. And they actually, what, have us watching? They have us interested? We actually think there's a fight going on?
Well, the bottom line is, Rick, I guarantee you, I could secure that border. You give me enough money and men, which really wouldn't be that much. You know, a couple of CAV units, a couple of Marine Expeditionary Brigades, we'd have that border secured in 24 hours.
You need the underground. Sure, and the underground sensors, let's be reasonable, they never sleep. I mean, you know, you can set those things up, you know, so that I don't care if you're in a sound sleep. If somebody starts walking somewhere in the area, they'll wake you up and tell you where and who, you know.
Right.
I don't care if it's in the middle of the night, you know, so it's not that difficult to do. But the reason
well,
what's it hasn't
keeping
been
us from securing the border, Rick, is the rules of engagement.
Well,
that is what is preventing us from securing the border.
Well, I mean, it's the same, really, and so our electrical grid goes unhardened, I guess, for the same reason.
Yeah.
It's a cost
exactly.
of what? One and a half cruise missiles, we could do it all. So, you know, there's something
more. No, B-1 bombers.
Okay, there's something more afoot here. There is complicity between, you would say Republicans and Democrats, but those things don't exist. What exists are globalists and populists, people like you and me, patriots who would like to make America great again, and the New World Order who'd like to see it disappear. So,
right,
if we can't harden the grid and if we can't secure the border, I'm saying it's the same thing, same deal.
Well, I agree. I absolutely agree. You know, and the lowest common denominator here is, like you said, it's between the globalist and the nationalist. That, you know, and I'm happy and proud to count myself in with the nationalist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no, every country, you know, it's not an American white male problem. I mean, the Canadians like Canada, the Russians like Russia, Bolivians like Bolivia. There's nothing wrong with liking your country. There's nothing evil about that.
Right. You're absolutely correct.
It's just a human thing. And like they said in that Kevin Costner Robin Hood movie, when they asked Morgan Freeman, when the little girl asked Morgan Freeman, why are you painted? He said, little one, it is because Allah loves wondrous diversity. Well, of course, he's calling God Allah, but, you know, it's right. God loves diversity. God has no problems with diversity. You know, do you think everybody in heaven is a white man or a white woman or a brown person? No. Everybody in heaven gets to be something, but everything is not the same. So, you know, so nationalism is great. Nationalism is a wonderful thing if it's not taken to extremes, which I think America, well, not America, the deep state in America's name has done horrible things around the world. And you and I and Lord got blamed for all that, but that's not nationalism, that's abuse. So, you know, that's...
Well, there is a line, Rick, between imperialism and nationalism.
Right.
And Washington, D.C. has forgotten that.
Well, D.C., yeah, not Americans, but people acting in our name, you know, have done horrendous things around the world, toppled governments, crushed currencies, went after weapons of mass destruction that never existed so we could take oil and heroin. It's been a mess. I agree, it's been a mess. And at that point, you know, people around the world have a tendency not to want to trust us. I get that. But, you know, the average American is no different than the average Canadian or the average Italian. They're generally really good people. And if these idiot globalists would leave us alone, we could probably have heaven on earth if we could get rid of this scum, which I thought was what Trump was doing. Yeah, I thought that was what drain the swamp meant. That's what I was thinking.
Well, the swamp is getting drained. It's just not very obvious right this second. It is getting drained, I believe, from what I'm reading. You look at all these massive numbers of resignations, and, you know, you look at the thing a month ago where 300 pedophile priests had their indictments unsealed, and they got them all, wrapped them all up in a matter of a day or two. You know, things are happening. It's just not hitting CNN and
Fox.
There's
supposed to be over 7,000 sealed indictments right now, and what I want, and I'm hoping, is that they'd like to pop those open in October before the election. I really would. I'd love to see this.
I think they're going to wait until after, unfortunately. I disagree with that, but I think they're going to wait until after.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to... I was told that it had something to do with Kavanaugh, and they don't really want to pop the cork on the champagne until he's installed, and we're at that point. They'll have a 5-4 court, and then they can really get some things done, and maybe... You know, I'm the most impatient human that was ever born, I promise you that. So, nobody's moving fast enough for me, but, and then I think a lot, and I think, you know, after all of this, after watching, let's be reasonable, after watching this Kavanaugh thing, I mean, I don't care how patient you are, you've got to be getting disgusted Nancy at this point.
Yeah, well, this Kavanaugh thing was a complete travesty. It was completely partisan. It wasn't about what was good for the country. It was a pissing contest between the Republicans and Democrats, and the Democrats opposing Kavanaugh, not because of the man, but because Trump was the one that nominated him.
Well, and that, of course, and they know what's going to happen.
They don't want a constitutionalist in there.
Because then we'll reinstitute the rule of law in this country, which has been stripped away over the past four decades, and boy, that is what they not want. They do not want a country based on our Constitution. They don't want. They can't have it. They can't.
No, they can't.
You know, no, and they'll fight to the death. And I think, you know, when you bring a knife, don't bring a knife to a gunfight, which I'm talking to the Republicans. You know, these people aren't kidding around. They'll kill you if they have to. So, you know, if,
well,
if
now
this
they're
is
openly a, advocating targeted assassinations, Rick.
Oh, I know.
They
oh,
being
I
the
know.
Democratic socialist. I mean, they're flat out saying it in the open. There, well, there's no more hiding. What they've done is
right.
gotten smart, and they don't name people.
Well, speaking of getting smart, before I forget about this, there's something I want to bring up. And in case it's in your state, you need to be watching for it. My wife brought this to my attention. Is there something called Clean Missouri? Have you heard of it? Mr. Spencer.
I'm sorry, I'm here.
Clean Missouri. Have you heard of the bill, Clean Missouri?
No, I have not.
Well, it's gerrymandering. What they've done, you know how the Democrats lost the election in 2016 and they're not over
right.
it? Remember
right.
the first thing that came out of Biden's mouth? That damn Electoral College, we got to get rid of that thing. So if there hadn't been an Electoral College, big cities like L.A., New York, Chicago, and a few others would have elected Hillary, okay?
Right.
So what Clean Missouri does, it redraws the boundaries of the voting lines so that the city extends way out into the country and undermines the flyover states and people like you and me. Basically what it
right.
does is it gerrymanders the state in such a way that a population living inside of, let's say, St. Louis and Kansas City can control the entire state. And so if you've got, you better look for this, if you've got clean Illinois, clean Kentucky, clean Texas, clean South Carolina, you better look out, because I don't know that it exists, but I don't know why it wouldn't. I bet there's one in every state right now. They're going to redraw the lines, and they're going to take the 2020 election through gerrymandering because they know they can't get rid of the Electoral College. I just wanted to get that out there because I keep forgetting to bring it up. But Clean Missouri sounds like you're going to go around and pick up trash, doesn't it? Well, that's not what it is.
Yeah. Well, they've been wanting to do this for years, Rick, under various
oh, yeah.
names.
Well, they're doing it again, and they made it sound real cute.
Well, if that happens, folks, we are in big, big trouble.
Well, I'm saying don't let...
Because then the cities control the whole country, and that means socialism for the whole country in short order.
Yeah, in 2 years. So I'm saying don't let that happen. You know, they're doing everything they can to hide that thing in the woods so you don't know what it is. You're going to go in there and vote for... You think you're voting for clean water, clean streets, whatever. You're not. You're voting to have all your rights taken away. That's what you're doing.
Well, you know, they had a deal. You probably remember. I'm sure you remember this, Rick. And I don't remember. It's either been two or three cycles ago where we had a bill here in Missouri, actually a proposition on the ballot about animal rights or animal welfare or something like that. Absolutely, completely crazy stuff. Well, it wound up passing in the state only because of Kansas City and St. Louis. What it did was tie farmers' hands. It made the production of livestock just absolutely ridiculous.
I remember this now. Yeah, I remember that. Well, you're exactly right. This is the same thing, isn't it? Another wolf in sheep's clothes. That's what it is.
Right. And animal rights sounds great until you're the farmer that doesn't want to go out and put an electric blanket on his dairy cows every night, you know? So, I don't know, buddy. Eventually, we're either going to have to take over and win the battle, or we lose it and life becomes intolerable for everybody in rural areas. It's going to have to be one or the other.
You're going to become a fugitive in your own home.
Right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and then Rick and everybody's got other subjects to get into, and we'll get off this politics. Be back in 3.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your digital survival guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. The guys have been talking about politics and all this morning. Guys, we actually have a caller on the line. Would you like to take one now?
Sure.
Hey, we have Jerry in Texas on the line.
Hello, it's Jerry again.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning. Hey, hang on just a minute. I've got to run a couple goats out of the barn here, and then I'll get out where you can hear me. But I brought this up the other day with y'all, with you, Tim. One of the things that really hurts us that are serious about independence is property taxes, ad valorem taxes. You know,
yeah. We
had 2 years ago here in Lampasas County, we had a bond election, school bond election. Now, this is the third go-around. And they admitted, the school board and the people that's behind it, that they didn't have all the ducks in a row, which is obvious because they passed it. This is, I know what y'all's, how your districts are classified, but this is like a 1A. We have a six-man armed grid football team. That tell you how big it is. Got a three-member band. Got a guitar, a drum, and I don't know, something else. But I'm serious. It's no joke.
I'm not sure that's a band.
I believe you.
Anyway, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Neil Bortz. He was a talk radio show host in out of Atlanta. A retired attorney turned talk show host, if you want to believe that. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
He said to me, one time, at the time he said it first, I thought, man, he's out of his gourd. But he come out and said, people shouldn't be allowed a single vote on any level if they were not property owners.
If they're not, say again, you know, say again, Jerry, if they're not what?
They shouldn't.
Property owners.
They shouldn't be. If they don't own property, they shouldn't be allowed to vote when it pertains to our taxation system.
I agree.
And, you know, and I thought he was crazy at the time, but the more I thought about it, you know, that lawyer action made a little sense. But, and that really, yeah, we got this, it was a $3 million 30-year, I think it was 30 years, $3 million, $4 million bond election to build 9 classrooms and what they called an event center, which is just a glorified gymnasium. And
right.
We're stuck. My taxes went up on this little place here, increased $250 a year just for that. Now then,
right.
to add injury to that, they included computers and a computer lab testing equipment that's going to be wore out, obsolete, out of date
in five years
or less. We're going to be paying for that for 30 years.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know?
Gee, that's I wonder. Right. So do the math.
You know, and that's, yeah, and you know, here's the thing, folks. Here's what people don't realize. They've done the same thing to our real estate value on housing and what have you. You go in and buy a new house now. It's got a microwave. It's got a cook range. It may have a refrigerator. All these things are considered durable goods, which they say is considered something last up, what, 4 or 5 years now? I don't call that durable. Yeah,
I don't either.
But you go, and that's added in to the cost of that house. It is calculated on a 30-year mortgage that you're paying interest
right.
on when it's wore out, and you've replenished it. You know, and here's the curious thing about it. If you want to have some fun, go to one of these new subdivisions where they're building these fac homes in what have you, and go and say, hey, man, I really want this house, but I've got my own cook range, so I don't need that. I've got my own microwave. I've got my refrigerator. I don't need that. I've got this and that that I want to be pulled out of the out of this house, and the price reduced accordingly. And they said, oh, we can't do that. Well, why not? Because it lowers the valuation of this house and it don't match the houses next door.
I believe that. I didn't know that, but
are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they got you where they, you know. So not only are you paying through the nose and interest on something that's already wore out, it's also included in your tax evaluation on physical property.
There's only one answer to that, Jerry, and that is don't play their grant game. Go find yourself 5 acres or 500 somewhere and do your own thing. That's my only answer to that.
Well, that,
and by
that
the way, Jerry,
awesome.
While I got you on the phone, we ain't forgot about your walnuts.
Oh, okay. Do you have some?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll contact you by email about that sometime today.
Okay, let's do that. I want to try it. They say that is a very good natural warmer and what have you for goats, dogs, just about any animal that you got on the farm, and I'm going to try it. I may have some dead animals, but I'm going to try it. Can I hold on for just a couple more minutes?
Yes, you can. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we're speaking with our caller, Jerry, in Texas. Jerry, you want to go ahead and finish up your thoughts on?
Sure. I put it on mute this time. Y'all didn't get to eavesdrop on me.
No, you're right. We didn't. I wondered what happened. I was hoping you were still alive.
Oh, yeah, you know. Of course, that can be judged several different ways about being alive. But anyway, you're sounding better today, Tim. You're getting over your creeping
crutch. I'm feeling a lot better. I ain't feeling great, but I'm feeling better.
Well, you sound a lot better. Have you ever tried that elderberry syrup?
No, I haven't.
You can find it online. Vita Costa is where we buy ours, and it's good, some good stuff, and it's rather inexpensive. And any type of head congestion, even lung congestion, we'll take a teaspoon or so every day, and you know, it works pretty good. I recommend that to anybody. I didn't think to mention that last week. But, you know, that's what happens when you get old. You get sometimers and sometimes Alzheimer's disease. But, Rick, before I forget about it, I cut you off last week about the off-grid refrigerator. I want to hear what you've got to say about that. For too long, but
sure. That's on my
going out
that's on my list.
Huh? It's on my list. It's on my list of things to do today. I was going to bring that up.
I
got it.
I'm fixing to shut up right here in just a second. You're talking about going out and buying a piece of property and building your something. Here, yeah. I guess it's done about 5 or 6 years ago, they nipped that in the bud here in Texas, which really irritated me. If you're dependent on a power grid or a water district, before you can get a certificate of occupancy, where they will, the utility company is allowed to put permanent water or electricity to your dwelling, you have to go through, I forget, 5 or 10 mandated inspections that's required by the state.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
And, oh, yeah, well, New Mexico, Arizona, California, a lot of the other states has been like that for many years. And I blame it on the transplants from California that's what brought it here.
I do, too.
And, you know, in Texas. And I'm sorry if I'm, anybody's offended, but that's just a fact. But,
unless
you're paying me off grid. I beg your pardon?
I said we're starting to see some of those beginning processes here. Now, where we're at here right now, Jerry, I can go buy myself 100 acres, build a house, no permits, no inspections, nothing, and call the electric company and give them $500, and they'll come in and hook up the electric. Call the well drilling people. Now, there is a permit from that, but it's like a $10 permit. And have them drill a well. And that's what it takes. That's it.
That's what it used to be here. But no more. Sorry, Charlie. You gotta pay for these inspection fees. And I think a lot of it is brought on by these home builder associations and what have you. It's done a lot of that, I think. You know, they've got to protect their interests just like everybody else. But, now, if you're totally off-grid, you build your own deal, have your set up your own power system, drill your own well, have rainwater collection. I don't think there's anything. Yeah, there is too, because you got to have a septic system that's approved by a county engineer and installed and inspected. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's been in place here for decades.
Well, here, what you can do is go out behind your house, anywhere you got a slope away from your house, dig a pit. Run a sewer line to it. They call it a lagoon, and it's perfectly legal and acceptable here. In fact, our local hospital, that's their sewage system.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think you can get away with it here. As a matter of fact, I know you can't. Yeah, even if you have compost and toilets and use your gray water to for your flower beds and whatever, you've got to have a... It's got to be signed off by the county or state or city health inspector. You know,
that's illegal around here. That's illegal around here as well. You can't have a lagoon.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. But anyway, when you started talking about the other thing, and I'll get out of here. You're talking about that. What is it? Free Missouri. Is that what you call that?
Yeah, that's what Rick was talking about.
Clean Missouri, yeah.
Clean. Well,
clean.
Did you see the, California's been talking about dividing up in 3 states. And because the rural areas are not getting their fair voice in the government. But did you see where they proposed to divide that up?
Yes, I did.
You've got Southern and South California, which includes San Diego and several of those big cities up towards Newport and what have you, Newport Beach and what have you, in South California. Then California, you've got L.A., the greater L.A. area. And then North California, you've got San Francisco, the Silicon Valley, and Sacramento in that. So you still... got all the enough libertards in each state to keep their socialistic agenda alive. So, you know, they're just wasting money doing it.
All right, but, Jerry, we got to wrap it up, buddy. We got another caller to go to.
Okay, hey.
Sure do appreciate your call, and I'll be in touch with you by email, or you can email me. Okay, next we're going to Dwayne out of New York. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing okay, buddy. Doing okay. What's on your mind?
Okay, my question is, during the breaks, when you come back, you play that CD bump, that piano bumper music. Can you please give me the name of that CD?
If I knew it, I would tell you. We've had it for so long, I honestly forgot where I got it from.
Maybe you could
have
answered
it. I'll tell you, it was one of those music sites where everything's copyright free and where you don't have to pay anything. It wasn't off the CD, I know that.
Okay, if you happen to recall it, maybe you can mention it on air?
All right, will do.
Okay, thank you.
Will do. All right, thank you, Dwayne. Have a good one. All right, Rick, I know you've got a long list. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just not do any more calls for the remainder of the hour, and we'll pick up the calls again at the top of the hour. Rick, I know you've got a ton of stuff that you want to cover. I don't know where you want to start. I've got the list in front of you. I don't know. There's so many places we can go. I'd personally like to see you start with the financials, you know, what is real and what is fake. But I'll leave that up to you. You go whatever direction you want.
We can do that, although that is a reasonably short thing.
That's what I'm thinking. We've got about 6 minutes left in this segment.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah. So I've hinted at this for the last several weeks, and I want to reiterate this because I really, really think that this is absolutely pivotal at this point, and this is with, of course, respect to our geopolitical system, our situation, where if the deep state, and you can hear this from Dr., Steve Pachinik, any number of other really bright Dr. Janda, anybody who has been in contact with the government, worked there, has contacts with the military or people on the inside, they will tell you that we have our toes on the edge of some very perilous stuff. The deep state, as we mentioned coming in, is a very, very determined, very evil, very powerful, and if they don't get what they want, you just don't know what their next move would be. In order for you to protect yourself against this exact situation, you've got to have tangible things. Tangible things do not include your 401k. They don't include stocks and bonds, and if I call my so-called investment advisor and ask him anything at all about how to protect myself, he will suggest stocks and bonds. That's what he's going to do. And I
say, that's where he makes his money.
Yes, that's what I mean. I can't get the truth out of the man, and he's working for me. So you're on your own. You're your own doctor. You're your own lawyer. You're your own advocate. Ultimately, you're your own priest, but let me interrupt
you for a second because we're trying to get so much information out here in such a short amount of time. Real quick, now I know what you're talking about when you say tangibles,
right?
And tangibles are different things for different people. You know, us as an example, tangibles are shovels, axes, chainsaws, extra fuel. And for people that live in the city, they might consider tangibles to be precious metals, jewels, diamonds, etc. Give us, a blanket definition for our listeners what tangibles are.
Well, there is a book out there by James Wesley Rawls called the list of tools. I'll look it up here in a minute. It is a terrifying book because you need $500,000 to set yourself up the way he has set himself up. But he
right.
will talk about the lists of lists. And so it's divided into subcategories, which is another subject I want to talk about later, but probably we won't get to it until next week. But you will look at your gardening tools, and if there's something missing or you don't have doubles on shovels, I've got like 8 or 10 shovels. If you don't have doubles, you got problems. Your garden seeds.
Right.
Shovels won't do you a lot of good with no seeds, so you're going to have those. Your guns, your ammunition. If I don't care who you are, whether you're in the city or not, if you don't necessarily want to get into precious metals, I highly suggest you go buy what's called junk bags, which would be silver coinage from before 1964. And all you got to do is walk into any coin shop. Will give you the 90. It's called 90%. They will give you that, and that ultimately might turn out to be as handy as anything. Right now, junk is 20 times space, so you're going to pay $2 for a dime, for a 90% silver dime. So, you know, if you go somewhere to trade when there's a problem, you don't want to hand somebody a $600 ounce of silver and say, keep the change. That's crazy.
No.
But if you handed them a dime and said, keep the change, that's not so bad. So that would be good.
Of course, you can also buy rolls of 50. 1/10 ounce, rounds right. also,
sure
which
you
are you know still sold by the ounce.
They are, and you're right now with silver at 14 and change. This would be a time to look into that. Anything at all. Little tiny bottles of whiskey, 22 shells. I would say, anything. Anything that doesn't look like an investment counselor would ask you to buy it. You know what he said? You know what the old saying is? Nails buy a barrel of them. Barrels get a barrel of them. So,
right.
Nails, screws, barrels, hammers, shovels. Set yourself up like so that you look like a hardware store, and that would help. Rope, string, wire, twine. Electrical, anything you can lay your hands on. Those are the tangibles. Here's a crazy example. Under my house, we have a drain tiles that keeps the basement dry. There's a sump pump in the corner that comes on when the water level under the basement floor gets too high. There's a 1-inch line that will shoot water an inch in diameter out 10 to 12 feet where it hits the ground, and it will do that for 4 or 5 hours. I have
right.
calculated what's under this house, but there must be 10,000 gallons of water down there. If something the first thing I'm going to do is unplug that. I got to unplug that immediately because under no circumstances do I want to let that captured water get away, because while I do have four totes that are 275 gallon, that's nothing like what's under the house. So when we talk about tangibles, water, of course, captured water is one. The water in your swimming pool is very real. And
yes.
If you don't have a swimming pool, maybe there's a nearby pond. In my case, there is, but the water under my house is a lot more accessible. So,
right.
You want to make yourself a list of tangibles. And look at where you're short. Look where you're lamenting, and where you've been weighed, measured, and found lacking, and start correcting this before it gets to be life threatening.
Oh, I agree. And I would even go as far as to say things like, supplies of canning jars and lids are tangible.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Those are good.
Cast iron cookware.
Right. Huge. Huge. Yeah, which, by the way, it, turns out to be an heirloom past. If you actually don't really find yourself in an off-grid, life-threatening situation, I'm telling you, there is no son or daughter that doesn't appreciate getting a few cast iron pans at some point,
I agree. Well, we've got cast iron frying pans, Rick, that go back on my side of the family, let me see, 4 generations.
Yeah, well, yeah. And, you know, I know when you're in the nursing home counting your toes, you don't need them anymore, but, you know, 4 generations. You know, people do appreciate that. Speaking of counting your toes, before we hit the break, if you've ever seen the movie Tombstone, and everyone has, when Doc Holliday is in the infirmary and he's dying and he's going to die, nobody ever gets this. This is funny. He looks down at his feet and he's got no boots on, and he looks at his feet and he says, "I'll be damned, that's funny." That's because the man is going to die with his boots off, which he shouldn't have done. He should have died with them on. But just, I want to help you out with your movies.
Okay. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll get back on topic. Talk to you in a few.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. Rick and Tim have been chatting about different things, and we're going to let them continue for the next few minutes, and then at the top of the hour, we'll start taking our callers. Go ahead, guys.
So,
hello.
Let me answer. I'm here. Let me answer a question from my sister. Two things. First of all, no, I have not fixed your AK. However, if that turns into a problem, I will simply keep it, get you another one, and get that set up the way I want it. And I have no problem with that at all. Also, with respect, when something she brought up too, coprophagia, That is the condition of eating poop. So with respect to the Kavanaugh hearings and the left, no, I'm kidding. I have checked with my genius son, who says there are many reasons for that behavior, and one of them can be dietary, but generally it's not. It's learned behavior. What actually occurs is, in most cases, when a dog has a litter of pups, the pups will poop in the area of the nest, and to keep the area clean, the mother dog will eat those little poopies. And so in many cases, it's simply, I would say I'll call a learned behavior, but an impulse that, you know, I guess you can try to beat it out of the dog. The easiest way, and my son thought this was a hilarious idea, was just to put cayenne, you know, if you got some, you know, something around you don't want the dog to eat, put cayenne right on there, and that's not going to happen more than once or twice more. And that dog will associate eating poop with wincing in pain for half an hour. So that might solve the problem. So you might try that. Cayenne's cheap, and it's good for you, too. Just don't eat it if it's been, never mind. So those two questions. Hey, Tim, what about these football quotes that I read you the other day?
We've got about 3 minutes.
I can get it done easily.
Okay.
So the New York World News Bureau polled 585 NFL players, asked them why they knelt during the anthem. And now, bear in mind, these guys make an average of $1.9 million a year, not a contract, a year.
Right.
And this is the 10 most common. Pretty sure it's against the Nazis, especially the white ones. Number two. We're protesting America because it become capitalistic instead of equal. There's sheer genius. I'm protesting against Trump saying black lives don't matter. Did you see that news conference? I didn't pick that one up. I'm pretty sure that would have made the news. No. We're against global warming and police. Sorry.
Okay.
Those two things they're perfectly related. We're showing the world that we care about such things as freedom from suppression. At 1.9 million a year. Suppress me, will you? Suppress me.
Yeah.
Me and my fellow players are protesting the Constitution of Independence because what it does to people of color.
The Constitution of Independence.
Rick, you remember that one?
These after the break.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the top of our break. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. 800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.